Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is October 2nd.
Yay.
3rd.
Two little pumpkins sitting on a fence.
Episode 516.
And maybe 517, it depends. We did an hour show last time and no one complained.
I think we should try it.
We actually had two compliments.
I think we should try it again.
So maybe we can. I really need to make this taller, I think. Then so I'm just going to touch it.
Oh, touch it.
So if there is sound, it is not a technical
go
difficulty.
Go up like this.
It's just, oh.
Ooh, squeaker. Oh.
There we go. That's better.
Squeak, yeah, squeak,
actually,
squeak.
I was slunched down
too much.
You
look a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh.
So today's hot as hell.
It's pretty.
We're tired.
It's pretty warm.
Why is it always hotter in the house than outside?
Well, one, we live on a third floor. The wind is not blowing. We have a mixer, two computers, and overhead lights.
I'm not saying in your house. I'm just saying in general because my house is hot too.
Yeah.
Airflow.
And the light in the windows. Like this house has been really kind of perfect all day until the sun moved.
Bam. It's oh my god!
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad we're boring. Oh, shit.
Sorry,
I'm done. I'm done. Well, a lot of our windows face the dining room windows especially face west. So when the sun sets in here, it gets really hot. And then our kitchen's always hot because it's south facing.
And you're always cooking.
And that
we did not cook tonight though.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Well, we did kind of.
We grilled.
We made grilled ham and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper jack.
Wish I could have grilled ham and cheese.
We also had turkey on it too. But yes, I'm sure you do.
I could have it if I wanted it, actually. I just don't buy it because.
Why? Because what if you're.
Because
if,
I never eat it all.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, why would you? That's what I meant. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And then what if your ham hands, like, you know, touched the inside of his butthole? Would he have, like, an anaphylactic shock or something?
That would not happen because I would at least wash my hands.
He would swell from the inside out.
You never know. He may just be, like, ready on the couch going, hey, it's time for some ass play.
Right after I get done with my sandwich.
You're like, I just had dinner. And then your ham hands.
It doesn't happen like that. No. We don't have leather furniture. We cannot do that on this couch.
But
it's not something we could just wipe off.
I also doubt his allergy works quite like that.
No, you know, sometimes I mean I have seen him like get whelps, you know, but I think maybe sometimes that's like mental, like it scares him, like he gets so scared that it causes it.
I could see that. I mean, like, yeah. People break out in rashes and hives sometimes out of stress, so it could be like a hive of
oh my god, I'm gonna fucking die.
Right
Oh shit,
are you itchy?
Yeah, my beard's growing back
in. Like Ivy.
My beard's growing back in.
It grows in for what, 2 weeks, and then you have to shave it again?
It depends. Like last month, I shaved it shaved it completely off every week.
So speaking of that, I went in drag in public for the first time.
I saw your picture
in heels.
Oh, and you walked there in heels?
Oh yeah, and the entire night. And guess what? I got trashed.
Shit.
Did you walk barefoot home?
Bradley made me put his slippers on, but then it was raining, so we just got in a cab.
Guess how much that cab ride was for the four blocks?
How much?
$7.50.
Nice. That's worth it, though.
Actually, no. It was raining.
Totally
it was
worth
raining.
It.
Oh, I would. I,
two people in drag. It's raining. No umbrella.
That would not be pretty in the
and
rain.
And I'm drunk and in heels for the first time in public. Mm-hmm. Or actually, first time outside of my house in heels.
Oh, right after I was done and I saw you for the first time, even though I just did two numbers, so I wasn't backstage for too long. After I saw you, and your first reaction to me was, "Whoa, this wine is hitting me really hard." And I'm like,
"Oh, did you drink
shit.
Four bottles?"
No, here's the thing. This was the first bottle.
At that point, it was the first bottle.
But you know what happened?
We didn't eat dinner.
And you know how they always say that if you drink beer with a straw, it hits you faster? Apparently, wine's the same way because I had lipstick on, so I stuck a straw in the wine glass. I drank an entire bottle of wine from a straw.
You should have put four straws together and just drink straight from the bottle.
Well, those like straws, a big Dr. Pepper. Those straws are really tiny, but yes, I should have.
Oh, you mean like the coffee stir straws? Is that what they are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should get a bunch of bendy straws.
Next time, I'm going to stick in the bottle. It's kind of like when people get the pitchers of Long Island's there and they just use the straw.
Mm-hmm.
Drink out the pitcher.
I always get vodka cranberry.
This is one of my favorite pictures. I don't even know if you remember this picture.
Well, yes, I do.
Okay.
So I like some of the pictures.
We took a selfie in the bathroom.
I like some of the pictures. And then there's other pictures because of lighting where I'm like, oh, I look rough.
Like you get a bunch of compliments?
Yes.
I like this of you.
Most people look at the picture.
Duck lips.
Most people looked at me and were like, what's really scary is that you're really pretty and I don't notice the beard at all.
No.
Like it looks like...
Somebody said you painted it on. It looked like you painted it on.
I think it's because you, well, one, just trimmed it so it was very sharp and clean, but two, it was also kind of lower than your normal, what you've had before.
No.
Let me see.
It's not lower. This is exactly how I wear it.
No, it's not as thick. It wasn't as thick.
Oh, you meant
lengthwise.
Not up my cheek.
No. Not like width or from jawline to cheekbone. No.
Well, I figured I needed to...
Oh my God, did your necklace like catch your hair?
No.
No, it's a really nice necklace.
It was only $1.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. It's these y'all, two.
Y'all, we are cheap drag queens.
Please. Hello.
All wigs come from the black store across
right
the
Right down
Wilson.
My from my house.
Keep right. No, but...
do they have bars in the windows?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Of course.
Do you have to beep to go in?
No.
No.
Oh, not that ghetto.
No.
Except you know someone was shot in the head there at that corner.
Which, Wilson and Broadway? Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me. It was probably when I was in class.
So I did it because it was one of those things that, shit.
I told you about the time that I was in political science class and we were told about the day before the shooting that happened. Like, there was a shooting and then there was the day the day after we were talking about it with our teacher. And she goes, yeah, the shots were literally outside the window. We're on the third floor and then just down on the street level, like right there. And she goes, you know what those fucking students did? They got up and went to the window and looked out.
Were they white?
I don't know.
They were white.
I was like,
white people are nosy.
You're fucking real.
First, I don't understand why they don't have police officers there.
They do.
Oh. Do they do anything? Or are they like the rest of the Chicago? I saw a police officer.
Whoa, can we pull out the soapbox a little more for you?
Yeah.
It's coming.
I was walking to Target and I got off at Wilson. And as I was going around the corner, I saw a drug deal. And right there on the corner were two police officers in a vehicle. Did they see it? Probably. Did they do anything? No. And it was a straight up drug deal. Like, here's
your
bag. What
if one of them was an undercover cop?
Then shouldn't they like pull them out like right then? Like there should have been a drug bust?
Maybe they were trying to not bust him, but see where he got it.
I don't believe it.
They're trying to get to the bigger people. Yeah.
So anyway, I did the dress back to look actually what I was talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be. I did it because the shows that he's been pre-showing, they asked me to be the pre-show entertainment October 12th. Well, our Bearded Drag show isn't until November 22nd. So I had some time and I was like, oh shit, that's in 2 weeks. We're out of town next weekend. I kind of need to try this whole thing from top to bottom. Give a little test run before I actually have to sing in drag in a show in front of people.
And what dress did you wear?
My dress that you wore at Pride 48, but without a belt.
Yes, and looked gorgeous.
I thought I saw the top. I thought the top of it looked familiar.
Yeah, it was the lacy dress that he wore for the pink carpet.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So anyway, so it worked out. It was interesting. That's a lot of work. I'm glad that I don't have to do that every month.
Did you get bruises on your toes like Brad did?
No, because the Mary Janes that we all bought, they're actually very comfortable.
Oh,
I just wear the wrong
size.
Wait,
why did we all buy those?
Because of the surprises.
Surprises that never happened. Yeah.
Surprises that were gone forever.
It could happen again.
It still could.
It could happen.
I don't know if I can do all that. We need to change that up probably.
We probably need to learn everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have. We could change it and just do a picture.
Yeah, or we could just lip sync a song or something. I don't know, but
that's true.
I can do your makeup.
Okay.
I know there's lots of hints, but we're not. We're just dance around what it actually is. No, that's how it is. So it's October.
Yes, yesterday was your first 13 days of
it was
Halloween
it was
horror movie fest.
The original Hellraiser.
Mm-hmm. It's scary. I remember it as a kid. It was scary. You know
what? It wasn't as scary as an adult. But it is pretty gross. Like, there are some disgusting
things. There's like five of them, right?
You know what I don't get?
Yeah, or nine. Mm-hmm. Some stupid bullshit.
You know what I don't get? Why did Pinhead get such big production out of this? He was in it. I've never seen the movie until last night. He was, I don't know. I just felt like when I saw Hellraiser, I thought he would be more.
Well,
involved?
He's involved much more in the other ones.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, the Cenobites in general, that mythology is expanded in the shitty movies that are 2, 3, 4, 5, and however many there are.
I just remember that the first one was scary as shit when I was a kid.
It is creepy.
Like when I was like 9.
Yeah.
I was watching
it. It is creepy. But let's see. So then for the double feature, we all decided to watch The Hills Run Red.
Mm. So we took the dirt road.
Ew. It's a little not very well known film, but
is it scary?
It's good.
Yeah, the people in the room wanted something that was mind fucky, kind of Saw ish, but not. And so this was a good choice because no one had ever heard of it.
Right.
It was fun.
It's good. It's basically about this movie that was pulled from theaters in the 80s or something or something like some back a few years ago, and people are really obsessed about it, and so they. This one guy is going on a trek to find it and everything like that. So,
Like he's going to try to make a documentary about it, but it's not like a shaky hand cam type of they're making the documentary. It's actually, you know, a regular movie. So do any of you all have like October rituals? Like I have my horror fest.
I hold up my sign that says, I hate cinnamon.
Because everything. It's a good thing you don't hate the smell.
Actually, I don't know what it is. There's certain things with cinnamon in it that I don't like coffee,
right.
Hot fudge, or not hot fudge. Yeah, hot cocoa.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll eat it in pumpkin pie, like apple pie. Because, it's okay.
I was
going to
say,
too much.
Don't get a mark started on the apple pie and the cinnamon.
I ate a little piece of his apple pie
and spat
I did
it
not
out.
Throw a big piece away. So at least I tried it.
You know, I love that. You're still defending something that happened literally 2 years
it
ago
did.
At this point.
Yeah. But like I'll eat cinnamon, like a cinnamon Pop-Tart or.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, that's like cinnamon.
Like those cinnamon candies, the hard you'll candies.
Eat that too?
I'll eat that. Like if they're hot, I'll eat it. Hmm. Like those little cinnamon red Bronx.
Like Red Hots. Mm-hmm.
So would you eat a hot piece of. Apple pie?
No, it has to do with spiciness, not the temperature.
Well, cinnamon is a spice.
Yeah, but it's not, no.
No. It's, cinnamon, it's...
It must be something that mixes with the apple pie that I don't like.
Don't listen to him.
I'm just teasing you. I'm just kidding.
Because I would eat apple pie without the cinnamon in it, but not people. People don't make it that way.
Because that's not
because it's right.
Gross. No, it wouldn't be gross.
But, be like, I'll eat, like, coffee cake that has cinnamon in it.
Do you
I'll
like cloves?
Not really. My mom used to put that on ham, and I did not like that.
I bet it's a combination of the cinnamon and the cloves and the pump in the actual apple pie spice.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that you've mentioned that you don't like
doesn't
is just not cinnamon.
Oh, well, maybe that's it.
Unless you should try like Cracker Barrel cinnamon apples to see if you like it, because that's literally...
I do love those.
That's just cinnamon and apple. There's no cloves. There's no nutmeg.
I love those.
Then you don't love cloves.
So it might not
we
be
found
cinnamon.
Out your issue.
Or allspice. Is that something else that they put in it?
They
is
could.
That what's called? Allspice?
No, that's actually allspice is actually its own spice.
Oh, but it's kind of like.
But it smells, it has some clove and cinnamony type things.
I remember as a kid, maybe this is why I don't like it, because I remember getting a filling when I was, well, I was like 18, so I really wasn't a kid. But the numbing agent they used to put on the tooth was like cloves or something. Mm-hmm. It was a weird.
I'm gonna guess that it's not cinnamon you don't like, that it's the mixture of one of the other things in it.
Y'all, do I nice like
call.
Cinnamon?
Nice call. Nice call.
So I have something exciting to say.
Oh shit.
Well, besides that, Bradley, do you have any October?
I'm sorry.
So we can finish a thought.
I do like
as
the
far
coolness.
As I, say what
the weather. I like the weather.
Oh yeah.
I'll say the weather. I like the transition of the weather. Bye. I think one of my favorite things that I always look forward to that doesn't necessarily happen always is watching Hocus Pocus. Like, that's one of my favorite Halloween movies. And I think we watched it so much growing up. But, like, Like, last year. I mean, we just have so much going on now that it just gets looked over. So.
I do like scary movies.
That's going to be my vote for the double feature for Wussy Wednesday, by the way.
We just got a very important email from Mrs. Margaret Crawford.
Oh, did we get money?
Well, my name is Mrs. Margaret Crawford. I have decided to will my estate to you for humanitarian work.
Fuck yeah.
For more details, contact my attorney, Mark Lawson, at email mark.lawson3@rogers.com.
Is he related to Mike Lawson?
This electronic transmission may contain information that is privileged, confidential, and exempt from disclosure under application.
No thanks, Margaret.
I was like,
no thanks, Peggy.
Literally just popped up.
Side effects may include.
I also love people who fall for some of that stuff I don't get. Because the email address literally came from Francis something.
We get this a lot on the email, on our email address for that. And I report it every time. And we still get that shit. Yeah. I don't understand it.
So what's your exciting news?
I am so excited.
And you just can't hide.
Did you get the new iPhone?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to guess like what else.
You better not have gotten the new iPhone if we haven't gotten ours yet.
I am so excited.
About?
You remember when my phone was stolen in March?
Yes. Which then made you jump ship to another carrier, which then you've now jumped ship
back. Another phone, not a carrier. Oh, I say gotcha. AT&T. Well, you remember on my case, I had like the Chicago skyline and the sticker, and I had begged the artist when she first. What was that?
What's that in our? I don't think that was in our apartment.
That was weird.
Was that outside across the hall? Down.
Oh, Hellraiser. And I like begged the artist to make a Chicago skyline because she had like Paris, London, New York. So that was on my phone when it got stolen. And I really didn't say anything, but she had printed or she had tweeted that she had made like a Tokyo skyline or something. And I responded back to her and I said, oh, you know, it really sucks because my phone got stolen and it had my hard case on it of your print. So and she goes, oh, I hate that. Were you able to find your phone? Did you get the case back? And I was like, no, because I was one of the first people that ordered it. But so she contacted Jelliskins, which is the company that sells her prints, and they're sending it to me for free.
Oh,
they're replacing the case and the sticker.
You totally need to like pimp out.
I have already, but as soon as I get it, I'm gonna do it.
No, again. I mean like right now. Give her Twitter name.
Pimp out like, on the podcast.
Kitty McCall @KittyMcCall. KittyMcCall.
And I say because that's good customer service and above and beyond.
It was awesome. Yeah. I didn't think they would do it for free because they said, oh, you know, we'd be happy to replace it for you. And I'm like, is it wrong of me to say for free? You know, because I was like, oh,
well, right. I mean, like, I wouldn't expect it for free either. If anything, if they were like no longer selling them for say, then it would have been more, I think it would have been just as appropriate. Like, oh, hell, they don't, not printing that one, but hey, we can print one, but you have to buy it. I mean, that still would have been like, oh God, thanks, because I loved it.
Right.
But that was really cool looking, though.
So they're sending me the stickers, the hard case, and the covers for the phone, which I didn't put on there, but it was like $70.
Wow.
And they're paying for it.
I will say that case was really pretty, the skyline.
It was awesome. I loved it. Even though this one's real cute, too.
It is cute. You're little, and we know how you love elephants.
I do. I want to go on an elephant ride.
Really? I thought that would be like a
not little... at a circus though. Like I want to go to Africa and do it or somewhere like that.
Remember, they hate you. You're gay. Speaking of Africa though, don't we have a special little message? Are you? And we'll let Bradley
do we have this up.
We'll let Bradley get it ready. Okay. But I do believe that we have a voicemail from our favorite South African German, or should I say, German South African?
South African German because he was South African first.
Yeah, but see, though, but German, South African. Oh, yeah. Because it depends, I guess, it's semantic, though.
I'm sure he's like, stop it. Already the theme song first?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there. Why, hello there, Henrik. What you got to say for us?
Well, I can't transition that fast.
Girl, your hands are shaking. Did you do your math today?
You should be skinnier then, please.
And no teeth.
That's only if you do the pipe.
I finally caught up on the last two shows. How happy I am that the Toffifee and the Schlumpfer was all to your liking. I guess I should have sent you more, as you were chowing down like crazy on those goodies. I hope you really enjoyed it. I have one story to add to your little poo show from the second before last one. There, I told Ricky slightly a bit of this already via Facebook. We had a lady on one of our flights the other day. As you know, I work for an airline that shall remain nameless, but we do some flights in Europe, and then we do a crazy few into Turkey. This lady weighed 280 kilograms, which is just over 600 pounds, if I worked it out correctly.
What?
And she got stuck in her chair, and it took three gentlemen to pull her out of her chair because she needed to use the bathroom. While proceeding to the bathroom, she got stuck in the door with a slight little problem that she couldn't hold in her pee anymore. So in front of the entire aircraft, she proceeded not only to pee on herself, which is kind of like the show 69 of, you know, Cosmic Co-Pilot, but she also peed on the purser. She also peed in the entire galley, flooding the galley, including the food boxes, as well as some of the seats. So, when you were talking about your poo, I had a flashback of that flight. Well, I'll be saying good night because it's time for me to head to bed. Enjoy the foodies, and we'll talk soon. Ciao!
First of all, did this woman have, like, some kind of, like, strange vagina that when she peed, it was like a fountain that it made that big of a mess?
He told me that it took, like, five people to pull her out of the chair.
But to pee that much that it flooded things and ruined boxes and got on a seat?
Maybe she'd been holding it for a long time.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot of pee. She's a big old girl, I guess.
He also told me, sorry, he was out of breath, but he was laying on his stomach in the bed, shirtless.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. Hashtag dirty.
Hashtag thank you.
Hashtag why were you wearing pants?
Thank
hashtag,
you.
Hashtag.
Right. Thank you again for the candy because we did fucking chow down on that shit.
Yes. Since last night was our first film, we actually had a little extra food than we normally would because, mm-hmm. you know, it was the first one. And so since there were like six people that came, I pulled them out of the freezer and was like, since you're all here, you will get one
Toffifee
piece of special German Toffifee.
How many do you have left? Like a whole sleeve still?
We have like a sleeve and a half.
Oh my god, that shit's so good.
Yeah.
The frozen ones are better, like you said, mm-hmm. except that they also make me want to chip my teeth.
Oh, put them in the refrigerator instead of the freezer.
I love...
They're a little bit more
I love putting it in my mouth and letting it melt a little bit and then start to bite in.
Mine.
That's interesting.
Well, now he has insurance, so when he has to, when it rips a tooth out, at least he can...
Oh, I don't bite down until I can actually, like, start to smush it.
So, candy, speaking of candy, did you get candy corn and peanuts separate, or did you get the Brock's bag?
I got the Brock's bag, but here's the thing. And I only got the Brock's bag because we did not... Costco does not always have the cheapest of everything. Mm-hmm. And last year, I think I spent a little too much money when I could have gone other places. Like, I think I had to go to Gordon's to see if their bulk peanuts are a little less expensive,
What's Gordon's?
Gordon's Food Service, GFS.
Oh. Oh, the one that drives around in the truck?
No, that's Swan's. Oh, it's Swan's. But anyway, it's a place that you can go that people can also, like, businesses can get, like, bulk stuff. Oh, I didn't know that. Yep, but it's open to the public. Anyway, they... So I didn't do that. And I was running a little behind, but I was pissed because I waited until Wednesday to go get it. They were no longer 2 for $5. Aww. They were $2.69 each.
Somebody on Twitter replied to me and said that the peanuts kind of tasted stale.
I didn't try any yet.
So maybe I should test it.
That's true.
They're in the living room.
They are in the living room.
Oh, okay. I'll go there in a second.
But I bought more regular candy.
I saw all that candy in there.
I also love the fact that when I bought the candy, that for some reason I picked the magic bag that I got a $5 gift card from Target. Because sometimes they have sales, I guess, that if you buy
You go on totallytarget.com, it'll tell you if you buy certain things. And
yeah, so one of the three bags I bought, and I think because my bill was over a certain amount, I got a free $5 gift card to use next time. I was like, oh.
Too bad you didn't know that already, because you could have purchased what you needed and separated the transaction and got it cheaper for the next one.
Yeah, and that would have made a much easier decision on which candies I bought. Because right. I was like, I love them all, but I want to do a mix. But if I knew that if I would have gotten $5 back for each one of them, no, I would have done
three. You could have rolled it up.
I would have done three separate transactions.
Mm-hmm. You should have asked the cashier, what was it that got me the $5 gift card? And they would have told you, and then you could have been like, okay, I'll
That's
be right
true.
Back.
That's true. Yeah, so the next movie is Paranorman. It's Wussy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
La La
I've
Lauren,
never seen that.
If you are listening, you remember Wussy Wednesdays were only started because you bitched that they were all too scary.
She does not have her passport anymore, she says. So she cannot go past Belmont.
Are you for fucking real? And how'd she get up to like
She said her passport is expired.
Speaking of that, you got your passport, right?
Yeah, I've had my...
Because, you know, government shutdown. Dun, dun, dun.
Bitches, you better get your passport for the cruise.
I called my mom and I was like, look.
Aren't the passport places still open, though?
Yes, but they...
The post office, but the federal government does the other part.
Yeah, but also think about... But you also got to remember, though, that staff, and some of them...
Is stupid.
There may be three of them, but they may have said, yeah, no, we're only going to go down to two or one. So there may be longer lines when you send it to, when it goes like for here, it would all go to the Chicago office. There are less people working there to process them.
If right. there's any. Yes. You don't, I mean, I don't know. This whole government shutdown is crazy, but I remember it from 1995. I think it happened. I remember that.
The surprising thing is that, you know, for most people, they don't really see the effect, mm-hmm. especially right now. But it's been amazing to me on Facebook and just how many people we're connected to. At how many people I know that are actually furloughed and or family members that actually mm-hmm. are not now getting paid and don't know how they're going to pay their rent.
One thing I'm interested in, because I know that federal employees are in a union and they pay dues. Why isn't their union paying them?
Because those union dues are probably paying the people who run the union.
It didn't work like that when I worked at Verizon.
I don't know. I can't.
But the federal government probably owns the union, just like Disney owns their own union. That's so stupid.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I can't speak to all that. But like, for instance, I've got some family, you know, that are park rangers and or what's the word? Not archaeologist, anthropologist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, parks are closed, so they don't have jobs. Friends from Bear Pride who work for the federal government in IT
mm-hmm.
furloughed. Now there's no money coming in. Friends in Chicago, even, they're like, instead of going to work, they had a mimosa brunch the other day because they're like, well, we don't have jobs to go to, so I might as well have brunch with my coworkers.
I was reading on Twitter, I think Cher is like Europe or something, and she was tweeting that people are like really confused because they don't understand why the richest country in the world doesn't have like universal healthcare for their people. Like they can't comprehend it. They don't understand.
I also saw some picture going around about how when Australia's government or something like that almost got this far, the Queen just fired everyone. That's like, well, that's what would happen if I stopped doing my job at work. They're just going to be like...
Because there's a lot of people that'll do that job for half the amount they're getting paid, probably.
I'll do it for a third of the amount.
Right.
Because I'm just guarantee you it's still more money than I make.
Right.
No, I don't want that stress.
Well, I guess it depends on what position you're in. If you're in a position where you don't have to fucking talk to anybody, then I think Kathy Bacon's furloughed too. She works for the federal government.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. She works for the Indian Affairs or something.
See, it does affect people. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have people that don't do research and
Obama's fault!
Or they scream that they're not going to get paid. And it's like, if you would read, you would see that you will get paid. Like, for instance, some family members who are deployed.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that are deployed are like, no, this is awful. I'm not going to get paid. And I haven't seen. Dude, shut the fuck up. You're getting paid.
So security benefits are still going out. Welfare checks.
You're on deployment.
Food stamps.
You're still getting
paid. I wish I was getting food stamps. I would I'd pull out that purple card so quick.
Click. Wait, what is it called here? The
link.
Link cards?
I think it's called link or D-link link or something.
Like link cards. Yeah.
But they call it the purple platinum because it's a purple card.
Yeah, the purple platinum. Yeah.
Because purple is the color of royalty.
Nice.
So what else do we have to talk about?
Well, we talked about the horror films. Oh, so yeah, the next one is Paranorman. It's our Wussy Wednesday.
Oh, Tony's out of town all next week. He's gonna be in New York City.
So you're having lots of pork?
Yes, pork, barbecue
sauce.
Pepperoni pizza. What else am I gonna have? Bologna sandwiches. Fried bologna sandwiches.
You're going to be 400 pounds when he comes back from a week.
Only because I'm retaining so much water.
It's because of the salt. That's right.
You're going to be like that. You're going to be like that lady on the airplane.
Your
Tony, help me up. I got to go to the bathroom.
Your cholesterol is actually what's going to be
right
out of the world.
No, actually, when I'm by myself, I really don't. Like, I eat like cans of soup and like sandwiches. I don't really cook big meals.
So we're out of the weekend to watch you get in trouble this weekend.
No, he doesn't leave till Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Because usually
the following weekend.
Yeah, because when
no, you'll be here, right?
Yeah, that's the drag show.
Oh, okay.
What I'll be.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because you on a weekend when he's out of town is usually when you do your once a year, I'm going to stay up till 4 a.m. and think I'm 20.
Mm-hmm. And then suffer
take
for
off
5 days.
3 days off of work.
No, I still go to work. I just don't work.
Yeah.
Like today, literally, we had no work to do. So I was just online. All day long.
I don't get this concept of no work.
Except for procedures. I was writing that stupid shit. But I had to take a break from that because it's like stressful as hell.
Well, it is, because if you fuck it up, people are going to do the wrong thing. Then you waste the company, loses money.
Well, it goes through a bunch of people before it actually gets finalized. But I want it to be perfect when I turn it in.
Well, it should be. You don't want to sound like a jackass. And they're like, does this douche not know the process? This is never going to work.
This is a procedure that should have been done like 15 years ago. So I don't understand why it's not happening, but whatever.
Well, we should say, talk about that. The Podcast Award nominations are going on right now at www.podcastawards.com. This is the nomination part, not the daily voting. So remember, for nominations, you can only vote once. And you have until October 15th. Or I should say once per email address. But then if we are lucky enough to be nominated, because you've all gone out there for GLBT and nominated us, then the voting will start. So you have until October 15th. That's when it closes. And just so you know, and you can only do it once for all the categories, and you have to do it all at one time. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go look and take your time, which you should, to make sure you're choosing all the right people, you need the podcast name and their URL, their website address.
I'm not going to go super crazy like I was last year and put it on Twitter every day, but like I might be the only person that says this and feel this way, but the Pride 48 group page for Facebook is not, I mean, I think we posted it on there, but then I saw like 10 other people post it. That's too much. Like just one podcast could have posted it and then we all know, but it's like crazy. Use your own page.
Well, I tried to post it because I thought that the rules had changed and then deleted that post because...
Right. But then, like, 10 more podcasts.
People's responses, some were informative. Others were...
Don't post.
So I just deleted. Because it is worth noting that, unlike the voting, you really only can only put it in once.
Right. And it sucks, because last year you could just do it every day, right?
No, they said last year this was the same way. It's just there's a big note at the top that says that, and it made it sound like that it was new. In the video, he made it sound like it's new, which is why I thought it might have been.
Oh, I thought last year you could vote every day until...
You did. That's for the voting, not the nominations.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, we might post it on Twitter and our Facebook page, but I'm not going to go super crazy this year, but fucking
yeah, and
vote
we're not
going
to tell you who to vote for anyone else, except for People's Choice and GLBT. Vote for us.
And can't we do general, too?
That's general. People's Choice.
Oh. Yeah, whatever. Vote for us.
No, I'm sorry. There is a different general one.
Okay.
But
there's People's Choice, general.
We got to read the rules, because I believe, if I remember correctly from other dramatic conversations in years past, that outside of People's Choice, since we've been nominated before in GLBT, we may not be able to be nominated in the other categories except for People's Choice.
Okay, guys, so could you go read the rules and let us know? Thanks.
But just bottom line.
You said bottom.
We're a GLBT podcast.
We are. Even, we're kind of religious, so you can vote there too if you want.
You praise is light. Try. Well, the great thing is you can definitely try the religion because we have no peers in that category.
I would literally shit my pants if we actually got nominated in the religious category.
You have to realize too, though, that there's also a section for comments and questions, and they want you to actually put why you're nominating people. Because there's a team of people that not only look at the numbers and certain them, but they're making the decision on who should be the nomination.
So say that we're fucking awesome.
If we're going for religious, you should say it in a nicer way.
We're effing awesome.
You found God.
Jesus effing loves us.
They found Jesus.
You found Jesus within Ricky's roles. And you found
here I am.
You found Buddha within Bradley's booty.
What?
What'd they find in you?
They found
Satan.
Satan.
Mohammed and this mountain.
In my satin sheets. I don't know. My satin
Satan
shits.
In your satin.
Satan in my satin. So, yes, podcastwords.com, People's Choice, GLBT.
Please, thank you.
Please. You know, we're not going to give you ideas for anyone else because you should just vote for who you like. And if you don't want to vote for anyone else, don't do it. But, you know, look at past years. Ask people who they like.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to tell you. Cause
right. You make your own opinion and you vote, but it better be fucking for us.
For GLBT.
For all of them.
Specifically.
We want all the categories.
Specifically.
No, pacifically.
Pacifically. Literally. I'm going to do a little...
Literally, Christian?
All About Me show. Literally. Or is that...
Christian hates
yes,
that.
That's no, but Christian hates it because it's all about me, the kids on there, or is it from
instant gratification?
Instant gratification. Okay, so we're literally, literally,
literally,
literally,
literally,
literally.
I have to be careful how I say Pacific and specific every day
as he paused
because my job got changed back to the department that I ran from before. And I have to deal with a database that is called the Pacific Database in the Pacific Market. And sometimes I have to get on calls and talk about specifics. And so I literally have to, in my head, go, Pacific, Pacific, Pacific.
Do you close your eyes too like that too?
Sometimes, depending on how flustered I am. But I have to think in my head, like, the S sound to the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific. So there's like a little break. It's not specific. It's
you should say spec visit or something like that.
No, because I will and I'll go,
what?
Huh? You know what this reminds me of is when, you know, you do those little voice training things. Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York. And trying to like get your mouth around enunciating.
The specific Pacific.
Just reminds me of Anchorman when he did that.
I wonder why that's so hard. I think that's everyone. They have to
enunciate.
Think about it.
I think there's words, certain words. I mean, when I was a kid, I actually had to go to speech therapy for my R's.
Does it sound like L's?
No, W's.
Goals.
No,
like that.
No, more, goes.
Rah, 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 rah.
More W.
That was racist. I didn't even think of that because I was thinking about my brother when he used to go goals. Brother Wiki.
Yeah,
like he would say brother, but he couldn't say Ricky.
Yeah, because sometimes there are some speech things where it's at the beginning R's, not the, all of the R's. Because it wasn't all the R's for me either. It was just how they were in the word.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I remember I do have specific memories as a kid of going to speech therapy in the school. And I loved it because, of course, I was a little fatty. And
they put a penis in your mouth?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, nuts. Nuts and...
Nuts?
Oh.
Oh! Nuts and those... God, what are those called? The little jelly things.
Jelly bean?
No. The little, like... Not gummy bears. Not juicy fruit. The little, like, the bag of, like, the fruit chews.
Oh, runts?
No.
They're jelly?
Yeah. It's like a squishy.
So they're like gummy.
Gumdrops.
Bears, but they're shaped like fruit.
Yeah, but not the
candy. But they have a name.
Yeah, it was like a brand, like, you know, after school snack. Oh, my God, what are those
called? Like Welch's or something like that? Welch's.
That would have been, like, the fruit that was in it.
Like fruit roll-up?
Yeah, but you take the fruit roll-up, but it went little... shapes.
Of like grapes and stuff.
Or there'd be like Flintstones or little dolphins or little bears.
And the Isn't it Welch's?
No, Welch's is a grape juice company.
I know, but they make those candies too.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't Welch's.
Hold on. We're going to look it up right now. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Anyway, we used to play these little board games where...
Are you talking about the ones that have like the yellow, the orange, the green, and they're like, they look like that?
No, these are like came in a bag and it was like your after school snack. Juicy something or
juicy fruit? No, that's the gum.
That's the gum.
Yeah. I'm looking it up. I'm Simply Fruit? No. I'm looking up 80s jelly fruit candy.
Fruit and Juicy?
I was looking for gummy snacks.
This is fun.
For us, not for gummy our listeners snack. As we're...
Fruit Bites.
Gummy snack.
Juicy Oozers.
Juice. 80s.
Shark Bites.
Well, it would have been like the Shark Bites, but what the fuck were they
fruit
like?
Fruit Shapes, Fruit Flavored Snacks.
I just saw that one. Fruit Shapes, Fruit Flavored Snacks, Shark Bites, Fun Snacks.
What about a 6,120 calorie
First of
gummy
all,
bear? Was it that?
Damn.
It's one
just
of those.
Just one?
It's one of, have you seen those? They're the big ones. They're
That's
like,
disgusting.
They're like 2 feet tall. Like you have to have two hands to handle them.
That's disgusting. Who what? Eats that?
I don't
like
know.
A chocolate bunny. Okay. Not a gummy bear. That's gross.
Yeah, I don't.
You guys, do you know the name of the jelly candy from the 80s or early 90s that was...
Tweet us now.
Well, I think they still have them. It's just like, I swear there was like a brand or like something that you'd call them. Like, maybe they're just called fruit snacks.
Maybe.
Like when you fruit go to the snacks. Store and you yeah. say, Mom, can I have some fruit snacks?
Right.
But they were like, so. You know, little individual packets right. and... I don't fucking know. But
it's
anyway,
driving you crazy. You're going to be thinking about it all night tonight.
I'm going to like, yeah,
you're going to text
midnight,
me at 2 a.m.
I will wake up and be like, God damn it, they're cold.
Do you remember? You have to tweet it out.
But yeah, so we had like these little games, like a little, like it was almost, you know, I don't know, like a board game. And mm-hmm. when you landed on certain things, you'd have to say words or do like something to work on. And if you got it right, you got to eat the little piece of candy. And it always went between like mixed nuts, like a nut uh-huh. or a fruit chew. And I just remember being like, oh, God, I loved going to speech therapy because I got snacks.
How old were you? Like kindergarten maybe or something?
No, this was, I don't remember, but it would have been somewhere between kindergarten and fifth grade. Because I think it was like a several year thing just because, you know, you work on different speech.
Was it at school, though?
Oh, it was like, yeah, I got out of class okay. and went like a half hour a week.
See, they don't offer something. That in schools anymore, I don't think. I think you actually have to. Have a doctor to do that.
I bet some schools do, depending on the need or how many people or how bad it is. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure the point that it happened for me was because the school thought that I might have been behind in my speech development. Like I was at an age where I shouldn't have that kind of impediment, possibly.
But it was just because you had so many penises in your mouth, you could not control it.
You know, because I was a cockmonger.
At five.
At seven.
I love that word, cockmonger.
It is kind of a... Though I guess if you really think about it, a fishmonger is someone who sells fish.
So they throw them at you.
And they're an expert in it, though.
So that's what like a gay pimp should be. They should be
a cockmonger.
Because they're like...
They sell cock.
So you go to your cockmonger for the freshest dick.
That's the name of the show.
Cockmonger.
Cockmonger for freshest dick.
See your local cockmonger for the freshest dick.
That's funny.
Let's see. I was going to talk about something else.
Was the Black Forest gummies?
No.
It's fruit snacks, but I think there was a brand at that time. Snacks because, it was just
because definitely gummy sharks because those were like multicolored, like had a white belly and then,
blue,
and like yeah, like a gray and a blue. But you're right though. I think it was like Welch's fruit snacks.
I think it's Welch's.
Welch's is very popular.
No, I think it's just fruit snacks, I think, is what I was thinking of. But these? I think Welch's fruit snacks is...
Right here.
As Ricky turns his laptop to face Waylon.
Yeah, fruit snacks. It's just fruit snacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That took forever for something that I think we've said 4,000 times.
And people don't give a shit about.
No.
They've already
They want to hear more about cockmongers.
They fast-forwarded through this part.
Speaking of like...
Or they even made it this far.
Speaking of the 80s, or for Bradley, the 90s. Do you have any Halloween, October childhood memories? Like for me, I started the show with one of my favorite, which is the little Five Little Pumpkins Sitting on a Fence song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that one?
No, but it sounds like it goes the same as Five Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed.
No, this is like, well, kind of, because it goes in that same order where like five little pumpkins sitting on a gate. The first one said, oh my, it's getting late. The second one said, there are witches in the air. The third one said, but we don't care. The fourth one said, let's run and run and run. The fifth one said, I'm ready for some fun. Ooh, ooh, went the wind, and out went the lights, and five little pumpkins rolled out of sight. But when you did it in the class,
I'm scared.
The lights would go out, and then then you'd like choose the pumpkins where, and they would disappear.
Two things that I remember. One of them is a poem that we learned in the month of October, like in second grade. It goes, and maybe you guys know it. One bright day in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. The deaf policeman heard the noise, came and shot the two dead boys. If you believe this lie is true, ask the blind man. He saw it too. That was, I just remember that from like second grade.
That's so weird.
But we learned it during Thanksgiving when we could actually have Halloween. When we could actually have like parties when we were in school. Now you can't because it's offensive.
I was also obsessed with those little paperback books, the scary stories.
Mm.
Those are fun.
And
what was that called? I can't remember it.
Something scary stories or gory stories. Not gory stories because it's something different, but.
And then the second thing.
Scary stories to tell in the dark?
I think so.
Yes, that I just saw the book cover.
All right, the poem, and then there was something else I was going to say. I forgot, but
yeah, my biggest memory. I don't remember what I was going to be for Halloween this year, but in '97,
when you were 12,
I don't know. I think I was I was 11.
Oh.
I was going to be 11. Anyway.
Oh my God, I was out of high school for 2 years.
It's like,
we started
college.
We had a huge snowstorm. It was like the one we had 2 years ago here in Chicago, and it canceled Halloween. And like people were snowed into their houses, like trees had fallen over and like smashed in the front of their house and stuff like that. It was a big effing deal. But I just remembered like that was the, like I just vividly remember like Halloween, and then all of a sudden it was like Christmas.
Oh yeah, the Great Pumpkin.
They're like fuck Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
No, they're like
Thanksgiving.
They went right from Halloween decorations to like Christmas.
Yeah, Halloween was Christmas at our house. Like literally,
it's gay Christmas. Literally, Big Fatty says it's gay Christmas,
and it must have been. My mother must have knew we were all gay because my mother is a huge.
We were all gay.
I was born
Big
this
Patty.
Way.
That was a grilled cheese and ham with pepper jack.
Mm.
No, we used to my mother would have either Halloween parties or it was a big deal for the costumes and whatever. Mm-hmm. And since, you know, I grew up with a single mom a lot of years, that my mother, when she would, we'd go to my dad and he would take us like trick-or-treating, instead of doing stuff like for adults, her favorite thing would have been to dress up.
That was not me.
She would still dress up and give candy out to the kids in the neighborhood and try to scare them. Because my mom was hair past her ass. So she would dress up like these kind of like sexy, spooky witches and like would scare the shit out of children if they came to the door.
I was just thinking that you were going to say that you guys had matching outfits.
Yeah.
He and his brother did on one picture.
Well, yeah, we were Smurfs like 4 years
ago. Oh, I think I was a Smurf too. Mm-hmm. I was a pirate.
I have a trophy in the back where I won best Halloween costume in 1980.
I was so fat 1 year that the only thing that fit me was a pumpkin.
Wait, you were like one, right?
Yeah. I was a little little baby in like this little hobo clown outfit.
Oh, okay.
It was cute.
But yeah.
So are you scared of anything? And so, you know, October, scary Halloween, what scares you? You know, are you, what goes bump in the night that makes you nervous? Is there anything about
bugs.
October or in,
ugh.
I have to admit though, I think there's something about the month of October with the changes, the sounds, the weather, the smells, that there is something creepier about being like out at night alone as you're walking, even in a big city with lots of noise. And you have all that other stuff to worry about in Chicago.
But there's like, am I going to get murdered tonight? Yeah.
I just still think there's something about...
That's like the summer for me.
There's just something about walking in October outside, like that things just seem creepier. Shadows seem...
It's probably the leaves that are blowing in the
wind. Is that person really homeless, or are they just dressed that way?
Yeah, is that person...
or are they, from Hellraiser, going to turn into a skeleton dragon and fly away with the box?
Because that homeless person totally fucking did.
Yeah, he
I
did.
I was like, I don't remember that from when I watched it first time.
I don't remember that either.
It was right at the end when she was the house burnt down. And sorry, spoilers.
That happened in
1987.
Oh, 87.
25 years later. The house burnt down like in 2 seconds. And there was like one chair that was on fire and everything else was like a smoldering mound of wood. And she threw the box that summoned all of them into the fire. And then the homeless guy's walking up and he's like, hey, look this. He grabbed the thing and then he looked at it.
Well, just remember, this is not some just random homeless guy. This is some the creepy
homeless guy
that kind of stalked her a bit and like, you know, ate the crickets. Yeah. But I didn't understand this whole thing, how it turned into this big bone dragon and...
The one thing that I do remember from when I was in middle school, we were in a middle school that used to be an all-women school, mm-hmm. and it was run by these three sisters. They were called the Black Sisters because they always were black. But and this is a true story. Like, if you go on there, they actually murdered some of their students and teachers for insurance money.
Oh.
And so the building that we were in, well, that college was burned down because I guess they thought they were witches or something. But then our school was built on top of that.
You're a witch.
And where our gym was located is where the school's like well was. Mm. So it was always like, you know, ooh, don't go in the basement because the Black Sisters would get you. But every year in October, they would like three of the female teachers would dress as the Black Sisters and like go down the hall, black veils and stuff. It's really interesting. I wish they'd come out with like a book or movie about it because they killed several people.
So at my high school, there was right next door, it's called the Pythian Home. Mm-hmm. And back during the World War II, it was a old folks home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was closed down because of series of neglect and misconduct and whatnot. So it sat empty for years. Beautiful, huge mansion of a sprawling thing. The school started using it for like storage and couldn't be used for much else because of how disrepair. Well, it eventually ended up being this huge haunted house or haunted mansion back when not very many people did them. And I will say that my school's version was amazing and it was used as a fundraiser. And it was better than... It's one of the best haunted houses that I've ever gone to or worked at, period. But there were all these stories about it because, you know, about how many people died there. Some of the hallways still smelled like pee. It was... You know, creepy, but you know, there will always be these ghost stories about when you're working like in the basement and this one certain room and you're all by yourself and you got the creepy music about in one of the rooms. It was, you know, I was in it and I didn't see anything happen, but there's this gigantic, you know, like cast iron safe that it would take like 20 people to move, that it has moved across the room by itself, or that at the end of the night they would like shut off like the power to the entire building, yet there was always one light still on in the very top in the
always
attic.
What I loved growing up was that there was and I'm sure your towns had the same thing, but we had the Ghosts of Lincoln books, and it was like they were based on true stories that actually happened, where like down the street from my house there was a pond that would freeze over and people would ice skate on it during winter time, and a boy had drowned in there like many, many, many years back and everything. And like people would see the child, the boy, like hanging out at night or whatever. It was just like the weirdest things. And like one of the colleges nearby, Union College, they had something happened there with like murders or I don't know. Anyway, there's literally at least I think 5 or so books that describe in detail about like the accounts that people have seen and the stories behind the ghosts and everything. And it was just always so fun to read and just kind of do that.
In Indiana, we had that because there was like spooky Indiana, where it's like books and or stories that you grew up with. Like, remember the parents telling, you know, like this one town. I forget the names and I'm trying to pull it up because it's been such a long time. I haven't thought about it since you brought this up. Like this one specific cemetery that you go to that if you go to a certain spot and you flash your lights like three times, you'll see this green ghost lantern come towards you. You know, certain bridges that if you do certain things or drive over it a certain way at a certain time, you'll see it. This one graveyard that had like a piece of meteor shred that was known that if you were to sit on it or be on it, that something supernatural you would witness.
I don't like that stuff because, like, I like believe in ghosts and stuff like that, and that would like scare the shit out of me.
I love it. It kind of makes me a little horny.
What?
I love being scared. Scary things really makes me happy.
So that means you can hold a knife to his throat when you're fucking him.
That's different. No, 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 no. That's like saying that.
That's scary.
No, that's saying like the movie The Exorcist is the same thing as it Saw. No.
If torture you get porn does beating not, off during Carrie, there's going to be a problem.
There very well might be.
Because there's going to be a person under 18 there.
You know what?
Me.
When people terrorize a girl after having their first period in a shower, it does something to you.
I'm really excited about this movie.
I'm actually really.
I hope it's so good.
Yeah. I don't think it won't. I don't think it will be bad.
It has some great actress in it, though.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
She. Oh, my God.
I'm also looking forward to, which is, it's not out yet, but it will be delivered on October 8th, is the new remake of Child's Play. That's direct to video.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
The trailer looks actually really good. Like, better than the first one.
But doesn't it? He is, like, computer generated, right? It's not, like, an actual doll, like the last. I mean, the other one was, I guess, kind of computer generated, but they still used a doll, right? The original one.
I didn't really look into see how they did it, but he looks.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they made a remake.
Creepy.
A few years back, my sister and I were in Spencer's, and they had the Chucky doll there, but it was, like, a good big one, like, a life size one, like it was in the movie. And we looked at that and we're like, holy shit, that looks like our cousin. And it is so fucking scary. And then we told him that this is
poor
a cousin.
Cousin.
Well, this is from a family that we don't really hang out with and stuff. So we were like, it'd be really kind of creepy if he dressed like that for Halloween.
I think you should. You're like Chucky after he's married.
Bald.
40.
No, he's
laid off from his job.
It'd be Chunky.
The bride of Chunky.
I think I have a pair of overalls.
we've got eyeliner for your little freckles.
Yeah.
I need to just get a wig with spiky red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, does he pull it to the sign? I thought it was spiky.
Either way, I think if you got something that you still were partly bald, but it was like back here and like spiky, you would then pull off
one of those half wigs.
The middle-aged creepy scary doll.
I
kind of like that idea.
It'd be easy. You know how comfortable would you be? You'd be?
But I haven't worn overalls since like 1997.
You wore
no, you
overalls.
Didn't. You
in
wore overalls for the
2011.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, for the party. So
yeah,
for
the
80s and 90s party.
Yeah, because you did the one over the shoulder.
Boulder holder.
A lot skinnier.
Do you still have that?
Yeah. And the shirts.
Yeah, we still have the running suits.
Let's get.
No, but my mother, so not only was Halloween cool as a kid, but when my mom was a kid, she used to have seances in her house, and she would rig her bedroom with, like, you know, fishing line into the closet connected to the hangers so that when she was sending the people through the seance and trying to raise the spirits,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the hangers would shake in the closets and all around. She'd have, and, like, rig her bedroom to do scary things, and yeah.
So you have to see the movie that
Insidious 2.
You have to see that because it's like they have that stuff in there. But that kind of shit scares me too. Not Ouija boards because I really don't. Okay. But like seances and stuff, I kind of believe in that. Like,
have you ever had the tarot cards read?
No, because I don't believe. I don't know. Kind of sketchy. I don't believe it.
Dude, you sound like a Tea Party Christian. You sound like you're like.
But how do you know?
I believe in ghosts. But please.
Maybe if I went to New Orleans, I could probably believe it. But I'm not going to go to somebody downtown to have my cards read.
Well, no. I think it's just more. I think it's interesting that you find it creepy and you believe in ghosts and spirits. Yet the idea of those said spirits that you believe in are going to be moving aboard or contacting you is like. So invalid.
Right.
It's like,
no, that's not even right.
It's like, wait, that does not make sense.
Hasbro makes that game. Or whoever.
Well, true.
I mean, come on. How real is that?
You know, I have two. I have a glow-in-the-dark new one, and I have a really old one from the 70s back in the back. So maybe at the
maybe
end...
Maybe the 70s one? Maybe.
Maybe at the end of the month, we will have a Foul Monkeys seance.
You're lights, pushing it. You're totally pushing it. I'm not pushing off, it. You're pushing it.
Lights off, candle lit.
Stiff as board, light as feather.
Fuck. Ouija board experience.
It's a good movie, too.
It's all right.
We could try to contact your... dead co-host of the past.
Oh, you know what today is?
What? Your anniversary?
No.
Oh.
Well, it is an anniversary, but not a good one.
Uh-oh.
It's 2 years since my stepdad died today.
Oh, that October 2nd? Mm-hmm. Wait, so... Oh, that makes sense, though, because...
Yours is January.
What makes sense is the fact that last night we were talking how we met Mark for the first time at the tea party, and it happened on the tea party because then he showed up days later for the first horror movie 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I guess it really was right at the beginning of October.
Keith.
Yeah. Oh, rude. Hashtag rude.
Hashtag
asshole. Whore.
Jesus Christ.
No, for real. Hashtag shut the fuck up.
It's amazing what has fulfilled or been in our lives in the past.
And out.
And what has left.
Or are still on the fringe.
Right. That some situations are getting better, I think. But I want to talk about... we're a little over, but it'll be all right. Do you guys watch Breaking Bad?
No.
No. We have not watched an episode.
My God.
Which, Mark from Ed, don't kill us. We have lots of TV, and we never started, so we will at some point, because it sounds amazing.
Yeah, especially now that it's so over, because then we'll be able to go... and be done.
We watched 6 episodes, or Tony watched 2 yesterday, and then I got into it once we got home from... buying dog food because our regular pet store didn't have it. So we had to kind of search for it. But then I watched like 2 or 3 episodes after that. And I was like on Ambien on the last one. So I was kind of like, it's kind of scary. I'm going. But they play some, like those people that play meth heads on that show look like they're fucking meth heads. And they play like they're real meth heads. That's why I said, oh, no, if the teeth is bad, it's the pipe. Because I learned that from the show.
It's like, I was going to say, you knew pretty, you know. Yeah, that's some pretty, again,
he's from,
specific.
West Virginia.
Virginia. West Virginia, they do that probably. Well, actually, everywhere they do it.
I was going to say, they probably do it in Virginia, too.
All right, so we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
I think we're good.
I think right now we're over, so I think that we did.
I've got a piss, though.
We did well.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting.
What?
Then he has to piss.
Somebody help me on my chair. I'm going to piss all over this aisle.
You also have rehearsal that you're 2 minutes late for.
Yep. Oh, whoops. So at the bar?
Yeah.
But it's only a discussion rehearsal, not anything we're doing.
I was going to say I would drive you, but I didn't drive today.
Oh, no, it's all good.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
We will talk to you next week. Is it a live show? No.
No.
Nope.
This is week after that.
This is the first.
But we'll still talk to you next week.
This is the first Wednesday of the month.
Oh,
but we'll still talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Okay, now we are testing.
Balls.
Hi, hello. How's it going?
My balls hang low.
Oh my God.